Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Luis Aparicio. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fifth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Jim Landis. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Walt Dropo. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Fred Hatfield. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Harshman. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jack Harshman. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Harvey Keene. Batting second. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting third. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ray Boone. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Bill Tuttle. Batting seventh. The catcher, Frank House. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Reno Bertoia. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Paul Foitak. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Paul Foitak. And now, play ball. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a fly ball into right field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kaline. Doby reaches second base with a double. Fox moves to third. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a line drive into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harshman fires to first and has Keene trapped. There's the throw to Aparicio, who tags Keene for the out. Two outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jack Harshman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harshman strikes out. Two outs. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-1 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kaline moves to third. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Lawler fields it and throws to first for the out. Boone moves to second. One out. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kaline scores. Boone scores. It's 2-1, Tigers. Reno Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. House moves to third. Paul Foytak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foytak hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. House scores. Bertoia moves to second. It's 3-1, Tigers. Bill Fisher now pitching. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. Minoso takes first base on ball 4. Fox moves to second. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Doby hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Fox moves to third. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Minoso. The throw from House and he is out, bowling applying the tag. Two outs. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Keene scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-1 in the game. Bowling is called out on strikes. One out. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Maxwell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-1 in the game. Landis is called out on strikes. One out. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Dropo hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hatfield hits a pop-up towards third. Bertoia settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0-for-1 in the game. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. House hits a pop-up towards third. Hatfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher strikes out. One out. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0-for-2 in the game. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Fox hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of K-line. Fox reaches second base with a double. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Foytak fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Reno Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bertoia hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Foytak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foytak is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Foytak hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Doby hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Tigers. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-2 in the game. Lawler is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-2 in the game. Landis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Dropo hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hatfield takes first base on ball 4. Landis moves to second. Bill Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisher hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bertoia fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 2 in the game. Bowling hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 2 in the game. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 3 in the game. Aparicio hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Minoso is hit by the pitch. Fox moves to second. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Doby hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-3, White Sox. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 3 in the game. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bertoia fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Landis takes first base on ball 4. Jim Bunning now pitching. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Landis. The throw from House and he is safe. Landis steals second. Walt Dropo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dropo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Dropo hits a fly ball into center field. Tuttle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Boone hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hatfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 2 in the game. Tuttle hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatfield fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank House is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. House is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. House hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Fred Hatfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatfield is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hatfield hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Fisher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisher is 0 for 2 in the game. Fisher hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio is 0 for 4 in the game. Aparicio is called out on strikes. Two outs. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 4 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles and a double. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Reno Bertoia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bertoia is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bertoia hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Robinson pinch hits for Jim Bunning. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fisher fields it and throws to first for the out. Bertoia moves to second. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bowling hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dobie. Bowling reaches second base with a double. Bertoia scores. It's 5-4, White Sox. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 3 in the game. Maxwell hits a line drive towards the mound. Fisher reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Lou Sleater now pitching. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Minoso hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry Dobie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobie is 3 for 4 in the game, with a double and 2 home runs. He's got 4 RBIs. Dobie strikes out. 1 out. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 4 in the game. Lawler hits a line drive towards the mound. Sleater catches it and throws to first to double up Minoso. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kaline hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Boone hits a fly ball into right field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bill Tuttle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tuttle is 0 for 3 in the game. Tuttle hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Detroit Tigers, 4. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.